Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Welcome to the Conversations with Eileen podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. I'm a creative soul on a mission to motivate, connect, and build community. And I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others one conversation at a time.
Remember, click subscribe. That way you never miss an episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Conversations with Eileen and on Twitter at Convos with Eileen. This way, you'll have updates, behind-the-scenes news, information on local and national events, volunteer opportunities, and more.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Conversations with Eileen. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. I hope you guys had a great week, and if it wasn't so great, I'm so sorry. I just hope it gets better from here on out. COVID, it just seems to just be an ever-present part of our daily lives. But during this time, I was able to still see a few friends of mine, and after that visit, I was just struck about how much I had missed them. I mean, I knew I missed them, but when we got together, it was so good to catch up. And I've had these friends for years, and we just picked up where we left off. And that's such a great thing. That shows such a great bond, a fabulous foundation of friendship. Now, back in March of 2019, when I started this podcast, oh my gosh, I can't even believe it's been that long, March of 2019. Anyway, when I started this podcast, I recorded an episode about friendship and having a good support system. Now, if you want to check that out, it's in season 1, episode 3, entitled Power of a Great Support System, or The Power of a Support System, sorry. And also the subtitle is A Good Fitting Bra. You'll get it when you listen to it. Trust me, you'll understand it then. Now, friendships can bring comfort and support. And great friendships should provide these important human needs, these values and emotions. And I've also discussed back in episode 7, again in season 1, in Let Your Light Shine, how true friends allow you to be who you are. They let your light shine. They don't show jealousy and instead encourage you to succeed and highlight your skill sets. Friendships should also have a great deal of flexibility to mature by reevaluating, pausing if need be, and restart. People grow and change over time due to experiences or their environment. The best friendships take note of these things and find a way to build on those strong bonds. We often hear that there are benefits to friendships. We know that positive, healthy friendships enrich our lives, but how? According to a study conducted at the Mayo Clinic, now yes, they actually did a study. I mean, they could have just asked me, but whatever, I digress. Now, we can reduce a significant number of health problems, such as high blood pressure, depression, and even unhealthy BMI. Now, the emotional benefits include increased self-confidence, self-worth, boosting your happiness, and reducing stress levels. Now, this all sounds great, right? It's possible, especially if the quality of your friendships are greater than the quantity. As adults, it's commendable to cultivate diversity within your friends groups, but you also want to nurture close relationships. Now, oftentimes as adults, we can find that it's harder to make and maintain friendships. We meet people at work that can sometimes turn coworkers into friends if the commonalities go on beyond the workload that you share. Now, for those of us with kids, we sometimes develop friendships with the parents of our children's friends, or we can grow friendships through chance meetings. One way to be sure your potential new friends share your interests is to take up or return to beloved hobbies. These activities are built-in icebreakers or conversation starters for those of us that aren't as outgoing as others. Now, no matter how, where, or when we meet people and become friends, the simple recipe for cherished friendships includes mutual respect, trust, open and honest communication, flexibility to allow for growth and change, common ground, yet with enough differences to keep things interesting. Now, I've asked some of you listeners to go ahead and leave some comments for me. Now, one listener, Michelle, she mentioned that a benefit from friendship is as follows. She says, I think it's being able to be yourself without any fear of being judged. And that's so true. I mean, true friends, they will give you the honest truth, but without the judgment. Now, how many of you have been blessed to have friendships like that, where you have absolutely no fear showing who you are, the good, the bad, the ugly? It just makes for a wonderful connection. And that's something that you can't buy or mass produce. It's souls coming together, understanding one another, believing in each other, and building each other up to be better, move forward, and reach goals. And I hope that each one of you listening has a chance to develop friendships just like that. All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening. And again, thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others one conversation at a time. Now go out there, engage, encourage, and empower.
If you found value in today's message, feel free to share my podcast. You can also take a screenshot, tag me at Conversations with Eileen, and share on your social media. Just a reminder, this is a listener-supported podcast. Any donations are greatly appreciated and help make a positive impact in our community.